Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you're having a good week with walking with the Lord. You know, I want to bring greetings to everyone in Bungoma. I want to bring greetings to people in Bungoma County and through Western Kenya. I want to bring greetings to bishops and pastors and believers, church leaders, and everyone who lives in Bungoma and Bungoma County in Western Kenya. You know, I lived in Bungoma for 4 years. Me and my family lived in Bungoma for 4 years. We lived in Kitale for 4 years. I now live in the States and Virginia in America, and I continue to work with people in Kenya and Uganda and Burundi because I was born in Africa. I grew up in Africa, in West Africa, born in Liberia, grew up in Guinea, West Africa. And so I consider Africa to be my home. My burden and love is for Africa. And I pray for Africa all the time. And I pray for all of you in Bungoma, that God will do a work in Bungoma, that God will do a work in your lives. You know, I know we face very challenging times now. Everywhere in the world, people are facing challenges. Things are becoming more expensive everywhere. Life seems to be becoming a lot more difficult for a lot of people. Everything we put our confidence in is being shaken. But in the middle of all these difficulties, we need to continue to understand that God is at work. See, God is overall, God is always at work, and God is always accomplishing his purposes. God cannot fail, and other people may fail, other things may fail, but God does not fail, and God will accomplish what he has purposed to do. And so I believe today that God is going to do a new work around the world, but a new work in Bungoma and Bungoma County, because God wants to bring new life into us. And I want to talk about the new thing that God wants to do. I was recently talking with some church leaders about having a vision for the new thing God wants to do. And I want to begin by looking in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah says, "Do not remember the former things, nor things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So God is talking to the children of Israel through Isaiah the prophet. And the first thing he tells them to do is don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. See, a lot of times we want to hold on to what we had in the past. But God doesn't always allow what happened in the past to continue. You know, we have been through COVID. We have been through a lot of changes in our world. We're facing a lot of challenges. And, you know, we got to move away from the past. You know, in America, we say, don't carry your past into your future. Well, don't carry your past problems and failures and difficulties into your future. Because God wants to do something new in your future. He says, don't remember the former things or the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. That word spring forth is like a plant coming out of the ground. And you know, when you get ready to plant your shamba, you first of all have to plow your shamba. You have to plow up all the old plants and all the old things that are weeds and everything that's growing has grown in your shamba. You have to plow all that up, and you have to put seed in. And if you don't plow it up and put seed in, you're not going to have a new crop. The old crop has gone away. You planted and you harvested your tomatoes or beans or potatoes or corn. You've harvested those things. You've harvested good things out of it. And now you plow up the ground. And so you plow up your fields because you're going to plant something new. And sometimes God allows change to happen and even difficult times. Plowing is not easy. Plowing is difficult. Plowing removes the old because you want to plant new seed for a new harvest. And I think as we've gone through COVID and the other challenges we've been going through, that God has allowed the old to be plowed up or taken away because he wants to plant some new seed for a new harvest. And Jesus said the seed is the word of God. So God wants to give a new word to us, a new vision to us of what he wants to do. He doesn't want us to just return to the old. God wants to do something new in our lives. But we have to prepare ourselves for the new by plowing up and planting a good seed in the ground, then watering that seed, and so that seed begins to produce forth a new plant. And you know, and that's difficult. It takes challenge. It takes time. You know, I had a friend of mine, a very good friend, who's recently gone through some very big challenges. His house flooded, and then the car he had died, and he couldn't fix it anymore because it was too old to fix. And so his house flooded, his car died, and then he lost his job. And he had been working for 13 years for this company, and he had worked hard for this company, had been faithful in working for this company. He had advanced in the company until he was in the upper leadership of the company. He was being paid good, and now they had fired him. They had laid him off. He had lost his job. They removed him. And there were other people in the company who had worked less time. They had less experience than he did, but they kept those people because they paid them less. They paid him more because he had more experience and he was better at what he did. So to save money, they fired him and kept the people who did not know, have experience, to do the job. And so he had lost, his house had flooded, he lost his car, and now he had lost his job. And he, at first he was a little bitter and angry about it because he had faithfully served this company for 13 years, and he understand why they were losing his job. And that the loss of the job happened the most terrible time because he needed his job because of all the things he had gone through with his house and his car. And, you know, he was very discouraged about it. And so I began to encourage him in the Lord that maybe God wanted to do something new. Maybe God wanted to give him a better job than the job he had before, a job that had more opportunity. Maybe God was going to get him a better car. And so I began to encourage him. See, all that old things went away. And I believe they went away because God wanted to do a new thing. And so God began to encourage his heart. And he began to pray and seek God for the new thing that God had for him. And he got rid of the bitterness. You know, things happen to us. And sometimes people lie about us, people deceive us, they take advantage of us, they speak evil of us. Many bad things can happen, but we have to put the past behind us. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old, because God says, I want to do a new thing. You see, if you're bitter and angry, God can't do the new thing in your life. If someone has abused you, taken advantage of you, or mistreated you or spoken evil of you, the Bible says you need to forgive that person. Jesus says if you go and pray, you need to forgive people before you pray so God will hear your prayer. If you don't forgive them, God will not hear your prayer. See, that's putting the past behind you. So if bad things have happened to you, don't be angry, don't be bitter, don't be discouraged, no. Forgive people who have maybe taken advantage of you or done evil things or spoken evil things. Forgive them. Forgive them because, you know, if you don't forgive, it's like you have a bad seed in your life. Unforgiveness does not hurt the other person. It hurts you. It hinders what God wants to do in you. See, many people hold the past so God cannot carry them into the future. You know, you have conflicts sometimes with people. You need to put those conflicts behind you if God's going to do a new thing. I know oftentimes God wants to do something new, but people are fighting one another. People are arguing with one another. They won't forgive one another. They won't put the past behind you. And so if God's going to do a new thing, you have to put the past behind you. Have to forgive people. Have to get say, God, I trust you. I don't understand what happened. A good example of that in the Bible is Joseph. Joseph was the youngest of his brothers. He had 10 brothers that were older than him, and Joseph was the youngest. And Joseph was a good boy. He was good to his father. He was loving and kind. But Joseph's father loved him, a little more than he loved the older brothers because he was the youngest brother. And so his father did special things for Joseph, and Joseph had some dreams that one day he was going to be a great man and his brothers were going to bow down to him. And so his brothers became very jealous of Joseph because of the special treatment he got with his father and because of his dreams. And so they became angry and bitter at Joseph. And so one day there were some slave traders coming by on the way to Egypt. And so they sold their brother into slavery. And Joseph was taken a long ways from his home to the country of Egypt. And there he was sold as a slave into this man's house named Potiphar. Now, Joseph could have been really bitter at his brothers and angry at his brothers. He had not done anything wrong to deserve this thing. And yet his very brothers had sold him into slavery. And in Egypt, it was hard. He didn't speak the Egyptian language. He didn't have the Egyptian education. He didn't have anything, know anything about Egyptian culture. It was a totally different place to him. And here he was a slave in this Egyptian culture. But instead of being bitter at his brothers and angry and discouraged, Joseph encouraged himself in the Lord. And he put the past behind him, and he began to work hard at Potiphar's house. He learned the language, he learned the culture, he worked hard at everything, and he began to advance in Potiphar's house. And God blessed Joseph because he had a good attitude, and he advanced in Potiphar's house. And finally, Potiphar saw that he was so blessed, that he was so good. Potiphar put him in charge of everything in his house. And then one day, Potiphar's wife tried to sleep with Joseph, and Joseph refused. And Joseph ran away, and Potiphar's wife told her husband, "Joseph tried to rape me." And so Potiphar threw Joseph in the prison. See, Joseph hadn't done anything wrong. He had served Potiphar faithfully. He had served God faithfully. He hadn't done anything wrong, but he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison. But Joseph didn't get bitter. He didn't get angry. He didn't discourage. He put the past behind and believed God was going to do a new thing. So even in prison, Joseph worked very hard in prison, and he advanced in prison until the warden or the jailer of the prison put him in charge of the whole prison. Whoever heard of a prisoner being put in charge of a prison? But Joseph was such hardworking. He was honest. He was faithful. He didn't lie or cheat or any of those things. He was trustworthy. And so he advanced even to prison. And because Joseph put the past behind him and went into the new thing that God had for him with all his faith and worked hard at it, God every time advanced Joseph until finally one day he went and interpreted the dream of the king of Egypt. And he was promoted to be the second most powerful man in the land of Egypt. And he saved Egypt from 7 years of famine. And then one day famine came to his brother's house, and they came to Egypt to buy food. And not knowing, they bowed down to Joseph because they didn't recognize him. And Joseph was able to give food to his family, and he saved his family from starvation of 7 years of famine. And the brothers were afraid that Joseph was going to take revenge on him because he was now a very big and important man. But Joseph said, "No, don't worry about it." No, it was what God's purpose was doing this. This was all God's plan because God sent me to Egypt. God advanced me in Egypt. God put me as the second most powerful man in Egypt, not only to save all those in Egypt, but to save my very own family. You see, God does new things. Sometimes God plows up the old field of our life. Sometimes God burns the old things in our life because God wants to do something new. But we have to have a good attitude. We have to forgive. We have to get past the past. You know, and so God, I believe, wants to do a new thing today. I believe God is going to pour out his spirit in these last days, and God is going to bring in a great hard end time harvest. We are going to see God's miracle working power in these last days. But if we are still discouraged and disgruntled and griping and complaining and bitter and angry at people and everything else, God cannot do the new thing in us. God cannot do the new thing in our city, Bungoma, or Bungoma County. There needs to be a healing that happens. There needs to be a forgiving of the past, a looking past all the pain we've gone through, and believing God to do a new thing. And then we need to plant a new seed. It says, behold, a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. See, you not only forget the past, and you forgive people, but you plant a seed of faith. When you move away from the past and you put the past behind you, it enables God to begin to speak to you and tell you what to do. And by faith, you plant a seed in the ground. See, a seed is a word. Jesus said in the parable of the sower, the seed is the word of God. And we plant the word of God. God speaks a word to us, and we plant the word of God. And then God produces a new thing. He says, I will make a road in your wilderness and rivers in your desert. A road speaks of provision. See, when you build a new area, the first thing you do is build a road into the area to bring provision into that area. See, you have to prepare the way of the Lord. For God to do something in your life, you have to prepare yourself for God to do it. People cry out and pray to God, but they don't prepare. They don't plant the seed. They don't prepare. So you have to make the road for God to bring the provision. The road goes into a new area. You're developing a new thing in your life. You know, my family had to come home from Africa in 1997 because we had a child that was having some health issues that we had to leave Africa to get the help we needed. And I could have been bitter and angry, but God did a new thing in Africa, in America. God opened some new doors of opportunity, and now I travel in many countries, teaching and training church leaders in many countries. Why? Because I didn't allow bitterness and anger and discouragement to come in. I had served God faithfully in Africa. People say, why did this bad thing happen to your child when you served God faithfully? Well, I can't explain why this bad thing happened to my child, but I know that God is faithful, God is true. And so when I came to America, I began to pray and seek God. God, what do you want to do in me? What do you want to do through me? And I went through very difficult 2 years where there was not much food, there was not much money, things were very hard, but I faithfully served everywhere God told me to serve, just like Joseph. Joseph served faithfully in Potiphar's house. Joseph served faithfully in prison. And so Joseph was exalted to be the second most important person in Egypt. Why? Because he served faithfully everywhere. He didn't allow bitterness and anger to come in against people or against situations. He served faithfully. And God wants to do a new thing, but he needs us to have a right attitude. He needs to prepare the soil of our heart. He needs to plant a new seed of a new vision of what he wants to do and not allow the past to keep us down and hinder what God wants to do. God is going to do a new thing. He is already doing a new thing out throughout the world. He is already beginning in the midst of all the chaos and problems in this world. He is beginning to pour out his spirit. I'm hearing revival happening in many places throughout the world today in the midst of all the challenges. But to be part of the new thing, we have to allow God to build a new road. And it says, I'll make a road in your wilderness. A wilderness is a very dry place. And rivers in your desert. Rivers speaks of life. See, if you have a good attitude and expectation, God will bring new life into you. And in Psalms chapter 1, David says, the person who meditates upon the law of God day and night, he's going to be like a tree planted by rivers of water. His leaf will never wither, and he will always produce fruit in his season. But to do that, you have to be planted by the river. And that river is the river of life, the river of Jesus Christ, the river of the Holy Spirit, the river of the Word of God. You have to be able to allow God to plant and allow God to develop this new vision that God wants to do in you and in your church and in your community and in churches. God wants to do a new thing in you. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10 says, Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So things that we have, new things that we haven't even ever seen or even heard about, God has prepared for those who love him. And as we love him and serve him faithfully, he's going to reveal those things to us by his Holy Spirit. See, if you're walking in discouragement, anger, and frustration, if you're walking in bitterness, God cannot bring that new revelation to you because your attitude of your heart, the soil of your heart, hinders the word of God from being planted in you and producing a harvest in you. God wants to plant a new seed in your life. God wants to plant a new seed in your church. God wants to plant a new seed in your organization. God wants to plant a new seed in your community. God wants to plant a new seed in you. If you are not a believer today, God wants to do a new thing in you today. God wants to bring new life in you today. God wants to establish his goodness and his greatness in you today. And we need to allow God to do that new thing in our life that he desires to do in our lives. And so, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed those things to us. And two ways God reveals things to us by his Spirit is, first of all, by hearing. Not natural hearing, but hearing faith, hearing what God is speaking. See, when you make your heart right before God, God will begin to speak to you, and you'll begin to hear God. You know, in Romans 10:17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm asking, what are you listening to today? See, we spend a lot of time listening to about all the problems. We listen to the radio about all the problems. We listen to other people about all the problems. You know, every day we're listening, we hear all kinds of problems. What are you listening to? Does what you listen to produce faith in your life, or does it bring discouragement in your life? See, a lot of people are discouraged and anxious and bitter and all these things because they're listening to the world. They're listening to Satan. They're listening to the lies of the devil. They're not listening to God. Faith comes by hearing. And how do we learn to hear? We learn to hear by the word of God. See, the more time you spend in the Word of God, the more you understand God, and the more you will hear God. The Word is a revelation of God. We get to know God through the Word. You get to know God through the Word by going to church on Sunday and hearing the Word of God. And as you hear the Word of God, it brings faith and encourages you and builds you up in the Lord. So we need to hear the word of God. And then faith requires an action. So once you hear God speak something to you, you need to act on it. You need to act in faith in what God tells you to do. And you need to pray in faith of what God tells you to do. I love the story in 1 Kings chapter 18. There was 3 years of drought that had come upon Israel. No rain for 3 years. No crops, no harvest for 3 years. Famine was in the land. And then in 1 Corinthians 18:41, the prophet Elijah goes to the king of Israel, King Ahab. And he says to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. There was no rain at all. But he heard in the spirit the sound of rain. There was not a cloud in the sky. There was no rain at all. See, because you say, how does that happen? That happens as you focus upon God. You seek God. You spend time in his word. You meditate upon his word. You say, well, I don't understand the word of God. Take time to read. The more you read the word of God, the more you listen to the word of God preached on the radio or in your church, the more faith will increase in your heart. And as faith increases in your heart, you'll begin to hear God. And as you hear God, you'll begin to know what God wants you to do. And as you do what God wants you to do, you'll begin to see God do a new thing in your life. See, you have to hear and put into action. And so he said, there's a sound of abundance of rain. He told the king that. There hasn't been rain for 3 years. There's not a cloud in the sky. So then what does Elijah do? He goes up on the mountain and he begins to pray. And he prays and gets down on his knees and prays and seeks God and then sends his servant to the top of the mountain. Do you see any cloud in the sky? His servant comes back. No cloud in the sky. Elijah began to pray more. And six times he sent his servant to the top of the mountain. No cloud in the sky. But every time Elijah prayed even more. Why was he praying that way? Because he had heard rain. He had faith that rain was coming. And so he was praying according to the will of God, according to the word of God, according to what he had heard. And then the seventh time, a cloud the size of a man's hand. And Elijah ran down the mountain and told King Ahab, hurry, we need to get back to the city because the rain is coming. And soon the sky was filled with dark clouds. Rain began to pour upon the earth. New vegetation came up, new plants came up, new harvest came up. Why? Because in the midst of drought, Elijah heard the sound of rain, and then he acted on what he heard. He told other people, rain is coming. I want to tell you, harvest is coming. God is pouring out his spirit. God's getting ready to show forth his glory and his power. When we hear God, we begin to pray in faith according to the will of God. And if we pray according to the will of God, God hears us and God answers our prayer. Elijah heard the sound of rain, and rain began to come because Elijah prayed in what he had heard. See, God wants to do a new thing in Bungoma. God wants to do a new thing in Bungoma County. And instead of arguing, complaining, and fighting with one another, we need to begin to focus on God. We need to begin to seek God. We need to begin to hear God's voice. What is God speaking? Not just what God is speaking to you, but what is God speaking in our lives? And God wants to do a new thing in us. See, everything God does, he does new. Maybe today you're a non-believer. You're a non-Christian. You haven't accepted Christ as your Savior. The Bible says you must be born again in John chapter 3 to enter the kingdom of God. When you're born again, the Spirit of God comes in you. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you accept Christ as your Savior and are born again, you become a brand new person. The old is gone. God has forgiven you of all the past, and God wants to do something new in your life. Lord Jesus, I just pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. Lord God, if they're not a believer today, I pray, Lord God, that they will give their lives to you. They will accept you as their Savior, Lord God. They will invite your Holy Spirit to come into their life. Lord God, they'll be born again, and they'll become a new person in you. You'll forgive them all their sins, Lord. Just pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my life. I give my life to you. Do a new thing in me. And Lord God, I pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. Lord God, no matter who they are, I pray they'll forget the past, and Lord, they will listen to you and expect you to do something new in their lives, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness, that you never fail, that you always accomplish what you want to do. And Lord, we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you today. If you want to hear this message or a friend wants to hear this message and they missed it, you can always go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and I have all my messages posted on my website. God bless you. Have a good week, and Lord willing, I will speak to you again next Sunday as we continue our journey with God. God bless.